The birthday lasagna. I texted the mom and told her that I had made an extra lasagna and wanted to bring it over to her and her family. For a long time, I felt the desire to bake bread or make some extra food and just drop it off to someone in our ward to share my love and the Lord's love with them, but I had never done it. I love to cook, but only my husband and I are at home now, so I make smaller meals because huge meals usually take us several days to finish. One night, I decided to make some lasagna. Instead of making one large pan, I made two smaller pans. That way, we would eat one for dinner, and I could give the other pan to someone who needed it. I called the Relief Society president to see if anyone needed a meal brought to them. She mentioned a single mother who worked and had two children. That afternoon, I texted the mom and told her that I had made an extra lasagna and wanted to bring it over to her and her family. She texted me back and said, "That is so weird. Sure, that would be great." She was still at work, but her children would be home, so I could bring it over any time. A little while later, she texted me again and asked, "Did you know it was my birthday today?" I assured her that I had no idea. She replied, "Well, happy birthday to me." When I took the meal over, she had just gotten off work. She was thrilled, as were her children. On Sunday, she found me at church, and with tears in her eyes, she told me that every year on her birthday, her grandmother would make her dinner, and it was always lasagna. Her grandmother had passed away the year before, and that was the first birthday her grandmother wouldn't be there to make lasagna for her. When I dropped off lasagna on her birthday, it strengthened her testimony that the Lord is aware of her and loves her. And it strengthened my testimony that if we make ourselves available to be an instrument in the Lord's hands, He will show us where we can serve. Name withheld, Texas, USA. End of the story, The Birthday Lasagna, read by Kristen Hawkins.